This is KUT. Starting this morning, state lawmakers will spend 2 days discussing the state's Medicaid program. On the docket, there's a look at services and ways to cut costs, but there's a big question looming in the discussion: whether a big chunk of that Medicaid money will even be there next year. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
For the state to get that big chunk, the federal government will need to approve the state's Medicaid waiver. That money is used to pay for care hospitals provide to people without insurance. It also covers some health care delivery services in the state. This deal with the feds is set to expire in the fall, and the state is waiting to hear if it will be renewed. Joan Alker, the executive director of the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families, has seen how this exact situation has played out in other states.
I've been studying Medicaid waivers for over a decade now.
Alker says probably the best test case for what Texas might go through this year is what happened in Florida last year. State lawmakers there, just like in Texas, have refused to expand Medicaid. During negotiations last year, the feds told Florida officials any waiver money, which also pays for uncompensated care, would be tied to whether the state accepts federal Medicaid expansion dollars. Let's just say Florida officials weren't happy about that.
Florida Governor Rick Scott suing the president. He says the president has gone too far, cutting off federal health care dollars to his state, all in an effort to expand Obamacare.
But Alker says the federal government had a pretty compelling reason as to why they were doing this.
The most clear position that the federal government took was, we're not going to give you federal Medicaid dollars to cover folks who are uninsured in your state because essentially you've chosen to keep them uninsured by not taking the Medicaid expansion dollars.
This standoff between federal healthcare officials and Florida officials was eventually resolved, sort of. The state ended up receiving a lot less money. And Alker says that could be something to watch out for in Texas.
I don't think Texas is going to get what they're asking for. I do think they're going to see cuts. But it's going to be a complex negotiation.
Just like in Florida, hospitals in Texas will be hit the hardest if the state doesn't get its waiver renewed, or if the state doesn't use federal Medicaid expansion dollars to cover more low-income adults. Texas currently has the highest number of uninsured people in the country. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.